Shalom, everybody. Today, I am not in our ancestral and eternal homeland, the land of Israel, the Judean hills, or in our ancestral, biblical, indivisible capital, Jerusalem, since King David's time. No, today I am in Florida, but I have an important message to update you about, so listen closely. It seems like the Biden administration is working on Plan B against Netanyahu and the Israeli government. It is truly insane. Our captives are being held by Hamas for over half a year in Gaza, and our closest ally, the Biden administration in America, is not focused on pressuring the evil terrorists and their supporters to surrender and release our captives, but instead the Biden administration is involved in stopping us in Israel from fighting, and instead working on toppling our government. As I have mentioned in previous videos, including information reported by columnist Caroline Glick in her recent column, The Biden Administration's War Against the Government of Israel, Biden is working hand in hand with the anti-government protest movement in Israel to topple Netanyahu and our government in the middle of our war. So far, thank God Biden has failed, including trying to use the ultra-Orthodox draft bill in Israel to topple the government by forcing the ultra-Orthodox parties to leave the government. Without going into all the details, let's just say that the ultra-Orthodox parties in Israel's government did not take the bait, knowing that that issue was being abused by the Biden administration and the anti-government forces to have them topple the government to bring about new elections. And they know how dangerous a left-wing government would be for Israel, so they did not let it happen. So now, the Biden administration is working on Plan B. Since they can't topple the Netanyahu government, they are trying to change it to ensure that parties who will do exactly what they want will have more power in the government. To do what exactly? Well, wait for that at the end. So yesterday, opposition leader Yair Lapid tweeted this message on X. I want to remind Prime Minister Netanyahu, as opposed to Netanyahu's messianic partners, referring to the two right-wing coalition parties led by Bezalel Smotrich and Itamar Ben-Gvir, that Yesh Atid is ready to provide a full safety net for a hostage deal. That's Yair Lapid's party. 24 fingers is much more than Ben-Gvir and Smotrich have, referring to the number of members in his party versus the lower number of members in the parties of Smotrich and Ben-Gvir. Get what's going on here? They're looking to have him switch Smotrich and Ben-Gvir in the party, in the government. And he finishes, time to bring them home now, referring to the captives. All right, that's his tweet. Now, there are a number of problems with Lapid's tweet. First of all, in the beginning of the war, Lapid actually acted responsibly, saying that during war, we must unify to fight our common enemy, and there's no time for politics. However, for months now, Lapid has been the leader of the anti-government protest movement, working and calling for new elections in the middle of the war, going exactly against what he said was wrong in the beginning of the war. He's been all about politics and no support for the government during the war. He's using every single day, every single issue to try to topple the government and bring new elections. But even more damning in his message is blaming Netanyahu and our government for not freeing the captives in Gaza. He's saying as if it's Netanyahu's fault and that he's the one holding them in Gaza. Lapid conveniently ignores how Hamas is responsible, and that even though the government keeps on capitulating to the Biden demands to give in to it more and more Hamas demands, like to have the IDF leave the Gaza Strip and to allow Gazans to return to northern Gaza, both extremely dangerous moves for Israeli security, basically allowing Hamas to retake control of areas that we already cleared in Gaza, that it's Hamas who keeps on saying no. He ignores that. Now, why should Hamas compromise to a deal if it knows that the Biden administration keeps on forcing Israel to capitulate to more and more Hamas demands? Hamas keeps on saying no, upping the price, and they have the Biden White House negotiate for them, pressuring Israel to capitulate and pay even more. You hear that? And Lapid's ignoring that. So Lapid ignores this horrific backstabbing reality from the Biden administration and makes it seem as if it's Netanyahu's fault and Netanyahu's government's fault and his messianic partners. Now, about that term, it is a disgrace. He and other Israeli politicians and journalists are spending all their time trying to delegitimize fellow Jews and Jewish political parties while silent about the evil enemies we are up against who are holding on to our captives in Gaza. You understand why I don't buy for a second any of the political left pushing for unity? They literally hate and delegitimize their fellow religious Jews. And yes, we believe in the Mashiach coming. but they have the gall to blame us for no unity? They're the ones behind the disunity. So going back to Lapid, he just came to Washington, D.C. to have meetings in the White House. Now, why would the White House want to meet him? Lapid does not represent the government. He represents toppling the government. Exactly. That's where the answer is. And here Lapid recently tweeted, "I met today with Secretary Blinken and Jake Sullivan to discuss the importance of the strategic relationship between Israel and America at this critical time for the security of Israel and the entire Middle East. I told them both that the most urgent priority is to bring the hostages home." What? The Israeli government isn't working to bring the hostages home? Do you hear anything new here? Doesn't he know that the Biden administration is hurting our efforts in Israel to free our captives by pressuring Israel instead of pressuring Hamas? So what's the real story here about Lapid and his visit in Washington, D.C.? We understand how the Biden administration is abusing the captive deal and captive issue to topple or change Netanyahu's government. That's why they want to meet Lapid in the White House. It's not about saving the captives and strengthening Israel's relationship with America. So here's it as reported in the New York Times. The title, "Israeli opposition leader calls for close ties with United States in visit." In the wake of President Biden's recent warning to Israel to stop the killing of civilians in Gaza, Yair Lapid said the two countries need to maintain this friendship. I honestly don't know whether to laugh or cry. It's not anything about freeing our captives. His meeting in the White House, it's not even about supporting Israel to defeat Hamas. It's about stopping Israel from defending herself, working with the White House, using their literal anti-Semitic blood libel of Israel killing Gaza civilians. This makes my blood boil. Yair Lapid landed in D.C. to coordinate with the Biden administration on abusing the hostage issue and a hostage deal with Hamas to delegitimize Netanyahu's natural coalition partners on the right, force them out of the government so that he, Lapid, can then replace them in the government and, together with Gantz, force Netanyahu to pursue United States government, meaning Biden administration, interests. And what are those Biden administration interests? Forcing Israel to accept the creation of a Palestinian state, probably as part of a bigger diplomatic deal that they will sell that would be normalizing relations with Saudi Arabia. Well, I have news for the Biden administration. They will fail 100%, because they are not going against Netanyahu or his right-wing coalition partners. Their plan is going against the will of the Israeli people, who want total victory and an end to the terror threat on our southern and northern borders, while virtually no Israeli ever wants to see the creation of a Palestinian state. Did I say the word ever? And nobody wants a deal with Saudi Arabia before we have total victory. So Biden and his administration can stuff it, literally. Their war against Israel and the Israeli people will fail. So once again, everyone, hold on to your faith, because this is still just the beginning of the very bumpy ride. Because when they fail with this plan B, the Biden administration will put the screws on Israel even harder, and then even harder. But do not get depressed. This all has to happen. It's all part of the wake-up process for people to realize what's really going on outside there. We in Israel will grow stronger and more independent from this horrific Biden administration backstabbing. Am Yisrael Chai, folks. Signing off for another episode of the Pulse of Israel here in Florida, and I can't wait to get home to our ancestral land of Israel. And if you are not yet following the Pulse of Israel for our inspiring, politically incorrect, behind-the-news information, go to pulseofisrael.com and click to sign up. And if you can support our work to ensure more people get to hear these messages and important videos, click on the donate button every once in a while on pulseofisrael.com. Shalom, everyone. Thanks for watching.
Pulse of Israel, frontline videos from the Holy Land. Support our work by donating today.